Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. This is Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, coming to you from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America, where I like to call the bunker. Thanks for joining me today. Today we're going to talk. We're back to talking about UFOs. Well, not UFOs. We're talking about UAPs. Unidentified aerial phenomena, because apparently the U.S. government has decided that not all flying objects are objects. Some of them might just be phenomena. So we're looking, we're going to go to the past, right? So early last year, 2022, the Pentagon founded a new office, right, called the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. And the job, the specific job of that office was to coordinate and investigate UAP reports from U.S. military personnel, right? And so that office, early last year, took charge of 366 newly identified reports, and they were expecting to receive a lot more, and they were... they were being very forthcoming about this. The government was trying to destigmatize UAP reporting in the interest of national security, right? This kind of interest in UFOs, UAPs, and investigations over the past several years kind of started when they leaked, not when they leaked, but when military footage of several unidentified aircraft moving in impossible ways kind of made it into the mainstream. When those leaked videos kind of came out, government started singing a different tune, right? The canary had a different pitch. So in the last year since this office has been open, there have been 510 total reports of alleged sightings of UAPs. most of the reports were filed by the U.S. military personnel. 366 of those cases were identified in 2022. There were a remaining 144 that were identified prior to that. Those were potentially reported between 2004 and 2017. Now, of these 366 newly opened cases, 195 of them have been resolved with some pretty mundane explanations. 26 cases were identified as drones, 163 were classified as balloons or balloon-like entities. If it's not a balloon, what is balloon-like? That's my question. Six were labeled as airborne clutter, such as plastic bags and, get this, birds. Birds are considered clutter. Who knew? So the thing we're looking at here is that, you know, recently, a few days ago, I think it's on... January 12th, the Pentagon kind of declassified an 11-page report that was filed by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI or ODNI. And so they basically, this report is showing that they're having some issues. Uncle Sam is having some trouble with UAPs. I think that a lot of people kind of assumed that the government, the Pentagon, would have the resources to prove or disprove UAPs and figure out what exactly is in our skies. However, 171 cases are still uncharacterized and unattributed. They say that there's been a lack of detailed data. They say that a lot of this comes from these cases, these reports. The objects are moving in unusual or inexplicable ways that we don't really have a way of investigating. Now, while the report does fail to mention any kind of alien involvement, the one thing that they have been trying to walk back, right, because again, last year, 2022, there was a report claiming that civilians had suffered radiation burns, brain damage, and quote-unquote unaccounted for pregnancy as a result of UFO encounters. And some of those reports go as far back as like 1873, right? But this new report, these new 11 pages do quote... or do state that, quote, no encounters with UAP confirmed to contribute directly to adverse health-related effects to the observer. So they've walked back that report from last year that said otherwise. So, interesting case. You know, I think people assumed that creating this all-domain... anomaly resolution office was going to kind of open doors, open windows, open skylights, and kind of let in the light a little bit on UAPs, UFOs, and the unidentified things. We'll call them things zooming through our skies. And it turns out that the government, with for all of its high tech equipment, either is unable to determine what they are, has determined what they are but doesn't want to tell us, or is simply just blowing smoke. And as we know, in this day and age, it could be any of the three or a combination thereof, right? if you want to read more about this story, take a look at Brandon Spector's article on livescience.com. That's where I kind of got turned on to this. So this is, again, a new episode of Minuteman Report. Wanted to apologize briefly for last week. We had some technical difficulties, and Minuteman Report didn't end up hitting YouTube until Saturday, almost a whole week late, and we really apologize to that. We had issues with all of our shows last week. We have overcome Mercury in retrograde, and we're looking forward to everything being posted as usual on time, and I've got a question here, which I hardly ever look over here at the chat window. No baloney Mahoney, was that Trump's space agency? You know what, I don't think so. I think this new office was actually formed during the Biden administration, so no, not part of Space Force. Is that what it was called? Space Force? Not part of that. And thanks for tuning in from Burbank. Before we wrap up this new episode, we want to take a look at our latest segment. You know, we've been doing these Spell of the Week because it's just fun. I'm having a good time finding these and looking into things. We're thanking Daniel Morris, who has the who's been creating these one-word incantations. This one is really fun. You know, there are a lot of people who wish that they could kind of move through the world, sometimes being completely unnoticed. And this is a one-word spell to help make that happen. All right. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you'll see it on the screen. Otherwise, the pronunciation of this is visididin, 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 visididin. Okay. And this is a spell to go unnoticed or be quote unquote invisible. It's a combination of the English word vision and the French word for hidden. I don't know that that's correct. I think that it might just be the combination of, and I probably got that wrong. So don't blame Daniel for that. That's probably me. It's the combination of the English words vision and hidden. So for the best results, this word should be repeated, chanted, while visualizing yourself turning transparent. I can't say that it will absolutely make you invisible, but... with a strong intention, this could allow you to kind of maneuver through situations being unnoticed. So, give it a try. What could it hurt, right? All right. Well, thank you so much again for listening to this new episode of the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Again, this is Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. Remember, there are three chances or three opportunities every week to listen to new Truth Be Told content. There's the Minuteman Report every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Bonnie Burkhart on Wednesdays with Truth Be Told Transformation. That's the spiritual metaphysical stuff. That will be, again, same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And Tony Sweet, of course, with the original Truth Be Told every Friday, same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And starting in a few weeks, starting this month, I know we've talked about it or I've mentioned it before, the Latinx artist Metaphor will begin hosting the Spanish language version of Truth Be Told, which we're all really excited about. So that'll be coming this month. So thanks a lot. Oh, and check out, Tony's been working on this really great thing. It's a paranormal conference, which is slated for March, April 2023 in Valencia, California. It's called the Parapod Festival, P-A-R-A-P-O-D Festival. Look that up at parapodfestival.com. And there's a lot of really, really great speakers. And we're giving Linda Moulton Howe will be receiving a Media Legend Award. I believe Billy Carson might be receiving an award as well, the Pioneer Award, and then all these other great workshops and classes as well. So, yeah, check that out. And have a great week. And until next time, stay true.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.